Fleetwood Mac, Say You Will. It's 106 Jack FM. 18 minutes to 8 on this Tuesday morning. It's lousy outside.
Ow, ow, ow. That's the sound of cancer really starting to hack me off, actually. I've woken this morning in pain, not just because I'm listening to Jack's Morning Glory, that just rolling over and turning off my radio alarm clock, and the pain in my ribs has reappeared for some reason. When you go into instant panic mode, thinking, why? For people that don't know, my breast cancer is sitting in my lungs in the form of several small tumours, which I thought they're getting smaller, actually, because of the chemotherapy. But it's also spread to my rib cage, and it means I've got one, I think they call it a lesion, on my rib, which is the most unbelievably painful thing that I think I've ever experienced. And I've broken my leg and had children. The pain had been, well, it disappeared since I started chemo, and now seems to have reappeared. I was just lying here, trying not to panic, thinking, has the chemotherapy stopped working? Why? Why am I in pain? I'm not used to being in pain. And just thinking, actually, I'm getting really hacked off with not being able to do stuff. I'm 46, and my body is falling to bits, and that's just the way I feel at the moment. Because I'm assuming it's because of the chemotherapy, I am so tired I can barely put one foot in front of another. I went back to work a couple of days ago, and yesterday was my first sort of full day back at work when I wasn't doing the Sunday roast and wasn't sort of stuck in the studio, which means tackling the stairs at Jack FM. And I had sort of two goes at it, and then thought, I'm going to have to work downstairs. I just can't schlep myself sort of along the corridor, up and down the stairs every hour to go and read the news. So just had to sort of say hello to everyone. How nice to be back. Oh, and now I'm disappearing for the rest of my shift because I can't make those stairs. If there is anyone that does stair lifts that wants to give us a free one and install it, please, you know, feel free to get in touch with Jack FM. And you do start wondering, what on earth have I done to my body? Even my pick line is hurting. So my ankle, of course, is hurting because I broke it several weeks ago. So that's not throbbing, but I know it's there, let me put it that way. The palms of my hands are now hurting. That's definitely chemotherapy. They're peeling ever so slightly, and very, very tender, so that I can't hold on to things for very long without having to shift the position of my hands. So I think, well, that's fine, this too shall pass. My face hurts because the steroids have made it so swollen that it's really quite tight, quite painful at times. And by the way, if there are any people listening who work in tabloid newspapers, can we have fewer, please, of the stories of female celebrities saying, oh, look, hasn't she let herself go? And, oh, look, even Elle the Body McPherson has now got some orange peel on her legs. Look at this picture of so-and-so without makeup, looking really quite rough. Because I remember a story a few years back. If you remember Mel and Kim, you know, Respectable and FLM and all that kind of great hits, one of them had cancer and died. And there were pictures of her in the papers saying, oh, hasn't she let herself go? Look, she's put on weight. Isn't it dreadful? And it was because of the cancer drugs they'd bloated her, which must have made her feel so much better as she faced the end of her life. So my face is a little bit tender at the moment. I've got terrible mouth ulcers, which means that even I can't eat very much. And anything that gets me off my food, well, you know that, you know, I'm not terribly well. I've also I've got a pack of Bongella in my handbag, and I also have a pack of hemorrhoid cream. I did tell you that this would be stuff that possibly you didn't want to know, which means that, of course, I have to check very, very carefully before I use either of them. So I've just definitely got this feeling today that I am absolutely falling to pieces, and they're going to have to pick me up with a dustpan and brush.